This is Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney. After a four-year break, the internationally acclaimed Cincinnati Flower Show returns this year and at a new location, Yateman's Cove. The show starts next week, and it features garden and floral exhibits, special events, lectures, food, and innovative ideas for anyone who wants to do something a bit different or special in their own landscapes and gardens. And joining us for a preview of this year's show, J.W. Fleckenstein, Cincinnati Flower Show Director. J.W., good to see you this afternoon.
Good to see you, and thank you for inviting me.
You can join our conversation, 513-419-7100. You can email talk at wvxu.org, or you can find us on Facebook or Twitter. And J.W., tell me the history of the Cincinnati Flower Show. This goes pretty far back, doesn't it?
Actually, it goes back 25 years. The Flower Show was the brainchild of Mary Margaret Rothford, who was a Cincinnati resident and had dreamed of recreating the Chelsea Flower Show that is so famous in England. And at the time, Jerry Eckert was on the board of directors along with Ted Emmerich, and she went to the two gentlemen and asked the possibility of the Cincinnati Horticultural Society sponsoring the flower show. And it was actually born in the kitchen of Mr. Emmerich out in Indian Hill. And we have continued for 25 years now.
What was the show like in its early days?
Well, the original show took place in Alt Park, which is a beautiful location for it. And it continued there for approximately 10 years. And they had a lot of obstacles to overcome. Nothing of this size had ever been handled within the city parks before. So working together with the city parks and the society, they created what has become known as the wonderful Cincinnati Flower Show.
Well, how do the shows of then compare to the shows of now? Quite a difference, isn't there?
Yeah, quite a difference. It still continues to be a major social event for the city, but I understand some of the original opening night galas were quite interesting. There was snow one year, rain one year, flooding. So the original show had a large grand marquee tent that was approximately 100 by 300, which fit up at Alt Park, and most of the show itself took place underneath that. What we've done this year is divide the show into a series of about 12 different tents, anywhere from the Horticultural Society tents to dramatic table settings to children's pavilion and so on.
Now, you mentioned the Chelsea Flower Show, and the Cincinnati Flower Show is the first and only North American show that has endorsed by the Royal Horticulture Society. That's quite a distinction.
That is quite a distinction, and we are still the only one in the United States to carry that honor today.
Wow. How did you earn that? Was it because of that early modeling yourself after Chelsea?
It was a tremendous amount of work on our founding fathers. They wanted to have that honor bestowed on the show here in Cincinnati, and there were a lot of trips back and forth to England and to that show, and a lot of dignitaries from England came over here. And because we followed the format of the show in England so quickly and so cautiously, they decided to bestow the honor upon us.
That is quite an honor. Now, you went on break for 4 years, and that was mainly because of the economy. Why was this a good time to bring back the show?
Well, our plan had always been that one day the flower show would come back, and we wanted to. The flower show started, as I said, in Alt Park. It moved to Coney Island, and then our director at the time opted to move the show out to Sims Township, to a lovely park out there. But it lost some of the pizzazz of being the Cincinnati Flower Show. So for 4 years, we worked on bringing it back. The economy kind of hit, which had a big influx on a lot of our major sponsors. And so we quietly worked on smaller projects and were involved in other things throughout the city. And just about a year ago, I, at a board meeting, said, I think it's time for the show to come back. We either move forward now or realize that we probably will not do it again. So we just mustered ahead, and here we are.
How do you feel to be bringing it back?
I'm terribly excited about the whole thing. When I went onto the board, actually, I've only been on the board 4 or 5 years, and so I went on basically at the end of the last flower show, always hoping to see the flower show come back. So I'm very excited, and we're thrilled to be at Yateman's Cove, right down on the Ohio River in the heart of downtown Cincinnati.
Well, Yateman's Cove, why does that make such an ideal setting for the Flower Show?
It's sort of the heart of Cincinnati. I mean, that's where our settlers came up the river or down the river, depending on where they were coming from. And Cincinnati was born on the riverfront, and the park down there, it's just a lovely location. It's beautifully landscaped, and just we were able to really lay out a nice show on its footprint.
And here's hoping for nice weather, that you don't get snow or heavy rain or anything like
Definitely
that.
So.
Now, you're dealing with flowers. They can be fragile things, and you've got so many other elements that go into this show. What kind of a logistical effort is going to go into transforming Yateman's Cove into this huge flower show?
Well, we actually started on April the 1st of this year. That's when our first tent started to go up. And all of the tents are now in location. And you have to understand that the Cincinnati Flower Show, everything must be a live plant. We don't allow anything artificial. So it will take several thousand volunteers this weekend to put all of the plants themselves into place. Local landscapers started approximately a week ago working on their displays, which are all housed within the different tents down there. But it's going to be a major undertaking for us to transform. And by the grace of God, it looks like we're going to have a very good weekend weather-wise. It's beautiful out there this afternoon, and I understand that should continue for the
next
3 days.
Long-range forecast says yes. We should be in good shape for the flowery show.
Yes.
How do you go about getting thousands of volunteers? That's just amazing it takes that many people.
Well, we have a wonderful list of volunteers who have worked on the show for the last 25 years, and then our secretary of the organization, Stephanie Bosom, has worked very hard recruiting volunteers. And it's a case of you get one volunteer and you ask them if they have a couple of friends and if they have a couple of friends. So it's been quite involved. We have a website, and you could go on to our website, cincyflowershow.com, and there is a place for you to sign up to be a volunteer in one of the different brackets of the show.
Yeah, we also have a link to that website at wvxu.org. And speaking of finding people, you're dealing with different levels of people who are creating these garden and floral exhibits. Some of these folks are professionals. Some of them are amateurs, but they're all very talented at what they do. How do you go about finding the people who create the exhibits?
Well, again, after 25 years, we have a good lineup of people who have been involved through the years. And it's been a lot of creativity on the part of our board members, reaching out to local florists and designers to do dramatic table settings, and also the different landscapers. Julie Singer, who's been with the show for 20 years, actually visited, I think, every nursery and landscaper within the area to acquire the people to do the displays.
513-419-7100 if you'd like to join the conversation about the Cincinnati Flower Show. And I was looking at your website. There are just so many things that you can do at this event. Can you give me a sampling of some of the kinds of things that people are going to be able to do at the Flower Show?
It's going to be a fabulous show this year. One of our major sponsors is Proven Winners, and they are the largest plant growers in North America. And they are our floral sponsor. And so they are bringing in an entire board of people who represent them: P. Allen Smith, John Karloftis, Jack Barnwell, Ingrid Hoff, who is the internationally known bug lady, will all be in here on Saturday for Proven Winter Day. People can come down and they'll be doing a lecture series for over 5 hours. We also have Ladies Day, which is held on Friday. It's a lovely sit-down luncheon. People can come and visit the show, and then P. Allen Smith will be headlining that. The Cincinnati Parks and Botanical Center have an Ask and Learn tent, and they have over 50 different experts from right here in Cincinnati who are going to be there, starting at about 10 o'clock every morning and going till about 6 o'clock in the evening. Every hour on the hour, there'll be a different person in there talking about horticulture and landscaping. There's Children's Day both on Thursday and again on Saturday. We have a children's activity tent where children will learn about growing of plants, proper eating. There'll be little activities for them to do. It just goes on and on. There is Spring Fling, which is, we're very well known for that. That's a 25-year-old event. It's geared for the 20 to 30-year-olds. It's on Friday evening, and it runs from 7 to midnight. Naked Karate Girls, which I understand is a very popular
group. Yeah.
They are going to be there. So we're expecting anywhere from 500 to 600 of the young professionals to be on site for that. We have bourbon tasting, which is going to be on Saturday evening, and that is actually sponsored by Maker's Mark. John Karloftis will be the hostess for that, along with our own local Molly Ringwall. Molly Wellman from Japs and Myrtles will be one of the hostesses for that. There's a group over at Molly's Bar Japs learning how to make the signature drink for the flower show, which is called the Porch Swing. So,
okay, Porch Swing. Yeah.
And then on Sunday, we have Rob Rainford. He is a grilling master who is known throughout the United States. He has a national television show all about outdoor grilling. And he's going to speak on Sunday afternoon and then do a backyard barbecue. We also have our ever-famous English Garden Tea, which takes place on Sunday afternoon from 3 to 4. And it's a very proper English tea that will be served. A lot of the events are sold out. But to go along with all of it, all of the local landscapers who have displays will be on site all week long talking about gardening and helping people. There's a wonderful plant market there for people to purchase things, and there's our ever-famous vendor sales area, which is just a lovely group of people from around the United States. To be a vendor in that, your product has to be garden-related.
There's a fine food show. You were mentioning food earlier, but there's a fine food show as well.
Thank
right?
you for reminding me. I would have been in trouble over that one. Yeah. Our fine food show is Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. It's being sponsored by Finley Market right down here and over the Rhine. And the butchers from Finley Market are actually the sponsors for the Rob Rainford Barbecue Grill. But there are about 30 different fine food vendors from throughout the city who will be taking part in the fine foods. And again, there are lectures all 3 days, every hour, a different lecture from a different expert here in the city.
Now, can people just go and look at the garden and flower exhibits, or do you need tickets to do that?
It's a ticketed event. You can purchase tickets either online on our website, or you can go to any of the local Kroger stores and purchase. General admission tickets are $20. If you purchase at Kroger, it's a $15, so you save $5. But all of the events, tickets are available either online or at the gate.
Now, opening night, April the 14th, you have a big gala. What's that going to be like?
Well, the gala is going to be fabulous this year. We were hoping that we would be able to have 400 people for opening night gala. We actually have 550 people who are going to be in attendance.
Wow.
So we have packed one tent and filled part of another. It's going to be a fabulous evening for people to arrive and be the first to visit the show and the gardens, followed by a fabulous sit-down dinner with, again, some wonderful entertainment.
And the dates and times for the show itself, it's the 15th through the 18th, correct?
The show actually opens on April the 15th, and it will close on Sunday, April the 19th.
Okay.
And at the end of the show, at 6 o'clock on the 19th, is our ever-famous plant sale, where everything that you see on display goes on sale.
Sounds like there's just so much to do. There's something for everybody at this, isn't there?
We've tried to hit every age group, everyone from someone who has a larger lawn to a rooftop terrace to a balcony. We've really tried to open it up to all age groups and create the interest.
Well, J.W., thank you for being here this afternoon.
Well, thank you for having me. This is delightful.
J.W. Fleckenstein is the Cincinnati Flower Show director. And again, the Flower Show is coming up next week, so be sure to enjoy that. Good to have it back. Thanks for listening to Cincinnati Edition on 91.7 WVXU. Archives of our programs are available at WVXU.org. Today's program was produced by Pete Reitmeier. The technical director was Kevin Rawinski. William White composed the Cincinnati Edition theme music. Science Friday is coming up next on 91.7 WVXU. I'm Mark Haney.